And that is that I've been listening to the city council meetings on the city's website, and the two most important people on this council are really hard to hear, and that's the mayor, obviously, and Jeremy. So could we make adjustments to get that microphone closer to you guys?
All right. We'll move on to the agenda for review. Any items that need to be added?
Just a couple items I got from this. They're separate from the agenda. December claims list, updated December claims list. And then also handout from Abdo, Ike, and Myers, which they will be here tonight.
Anything else, Council, to add? Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Move. One thing to add to the consent agenda would be the information in relation to MediaCom. That's basically rate increases effective January 2016.
Do you like the utility bills report? Can we scratch that from it? Because I don't see it.
Yeah, we can delete that. And if you would like it, I can email it out.
Yeah, that way we know where we are.
Kind of yeah, especially end of the year, I suppose it would be good to have that.
Anything else pertaining to consent agenda?
Yes, I have one thing. On the resolution 2015-08, Jeremy, did I understand that figure should have been 440, 140? That seems to stick in my head.
Yeah, you're correct. 140.
440, so 440,
441. 441-140. So correction for resolution 2015-08, the tax levy should be set at 441-140. Good catch.
Anything else on the consent agenda?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Number 7 just on there for Anvil, or?
I told Justin. I just talked to him yesterday about it. But like I said, I don't know if everybody thinks we're meeting at 7. The people I've seen, I told them, well, we got public hearing at 6 and council meeting to follow.
Mike, and
a lot of the rumors I hear, everybody's telling everybody to come to the council meeting at 7 o'clock, and it's
immediately after.
Mike, Aaron, are you here for annexation or just in general something else?
But I did hear 7 o'clock. So
Well, otherwise we'll move on to the old city business. Okay. At this point, I imagine we'd be looking to have we got a resolution for Scott? Or not?
It'd just be to grant the variance.
Variance.
What size of the variance we would will do, and then Mr. Johnson will, you know, draft up a resolution in relation to that.
So any discussion, otherwise we'd probably be looking for a motion to grant a variance to Scott, I guess.
So basically what we'd be doing is granting Mr. Carl's a variance, and then we'd state this, if we wanted to go 5 or 6 or 7, depending what council agreeing on, 5 or 6, 7 foot variance from 35 foot setback requirement in relation to the Hamburg City Code.
Thoughts? Council have any problem with that, or
if that's a motion, I'll second it.
Was that a motion?
I never made a motion yet, but I mean that way that's an input.
Appears to be.
I'll make a motion that we grant Scott Carl's variance of 7 feet.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to grant Scott Carl's a 7 foot variance from the line. And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll go to county road maintenance. We've got that kind of.
Yeah, I did receive an email on the in relation to the agreement for county road maintenance. And right now, everything's kind of on hold. Some things are going to be going back to the county board for discussion. City of Waconia has a few other questions and concerns too. So they're going to be getting back to me to let me know when it's going to go up for approval. So now it's kind of, they know our concerns. Other cities have some concerns, so they're, it's kind of going back to the table. So once I hear back from the county, then I'll update the council on where we're heading with this.
So there's nothing to approve yet?
Nothing to approve at this point, no.
Did they give you a timeline?
Not really. Just said they would, that Mr. Legg would get back to me. Well, I think I forwarded that email to council.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, there was really no timeline there.
As far as timing goes, I will let you know when to take it to council. City of Waconia sent it to the attorney's office for review again. And then I want all agreements to read the same, with the only difference being the mileage associated with each section A, B, C, and D that are specific to each individual city. So they're trying to get it so it's going to be uniform policy. So.
So I guess we'll wait till we get more information and the other cities go along with it. Service Memorial Park?
That's just, you know, for put some type of surveillance or cameras or something down there, so no real update on that.
I suppose it'll be probably a little quiet maybe till spring again.
Right, correct.
Anything else under old city business? Otherwise, we'll move on to our accountant, Mr. Boss, and Mr.
Faltasek.
Okay.
It's like Faltasek.
Greetings.
Well, hello. Well, first and foremost, I wanted to say, well, we wanted to say thanks for having us out here today. I've really been pleased to have been having the opportunity over the last 10 years plus to provide audit services. We really appreciate the relationship that we've had. You know, some of that extending beyond the audit, helping with some rate studies, even recently a couple months ago, helping fill in for some utility billing and some financial consulting. Been really happy with the relationship with staff. You know, Jeremy's helped to, you know, brainstorm with us ways to come up with best practices and gain efficiencies to keep the audit costs low for several years, and kind of to discuss what we have, hopefully have in front of you, but the proposed 3-year contract. I'll turn it over to Brad to discuss a little bit of that.
Yeah, really what we prepared that 3-year proposal in March, and it sounds like there's some hesitation with that proposal and having signed it. So we just wanted to come out and kind of explain some about where we're at with the contract, kind of what we're moving going forward there. So what we proposed in there was a flat fee over the next 3 years, 15, 16, and 17. And that fee really is, it comes out of kind of the things we've worked with Jeremy over the years, just providing additional efficiencies in the audit. He's doing more now in preparation for the audit. There's been additional new standards that have been implemented that we provide that requires auditors to do a lot more work while we're out in the field. So just providing Jeremy some feedback on what he can do to improve really has allowed us to keep our fee very comparable to where we were when we started in 2005. Actually, at the current fee that we're proposing in here, we're at within $100 of where we were back in 2005. So, but if it, over that 10-year period, we've been higher than that, and we've cut our fees lower than that. Just we're trying to meet your needs as a council, trying to manage your budget, and see what we can do to be flexible working within that relationship. So that's really where these fees come from. The big the increase from the previous year was related to this new GASB 68 pension standard that's being implemented this year. So I know Matt's, I'm sure, talked about it in the previous council meetings, but it's related to that para, your pension plan, now requiring you to put some of that unfunded pension liability on your books. So some of the testing we have to do, some of the things we need to do to implement those things into the reporting, the financial statements, is really the jump this year. So kind of put that in perspective, and again, just wanted to let you know that we do appreciate everything that Jeremy's done, everything that you as council's done, the questions, some of the things that we've been asked to do during that whole process. So,
and with that too, I mean, I'll expand that we expect to have those same efficiencies, and that's where we really believe that we can maintain that same steady fee for those 3 years, that once we have that implementation, you know, we don't want to see a consistent increase over that. And so we're hoping that we were doing well with being conscious of future budgets in that proposal. Mm-hmm. But with that, you know, first and foremost, we're committed to performing quality service. You know, we want to be that value for you. So with that, and the fact that, you know, it hasn't been signed yet, we appreciate having the opportunity to come here and hear what some of those concerns were from council and what we could say, what we could do to, you know, move forward and still plan to get the audit done within the next 2 months. Are there specific concerns anybody has?
I don't think there was anything real specific other than to kind of have a fee that was kind of staying the same, or, you know, that we can, like you say, budget for.
Right. Is that having the 3-year be the same, is that preferred? I mean, we could have staggered that as well so that it wasn't as much for 15 compared to 14.
Well, it would always have been nice if it was a little less, you know. But.
Or it could go a little longer.
Go a little longer at that fee?
Oh, and that, I mean, we'd be happy with that too.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, just
extend it to a 5-year contract.
I see the council's points of, you know, going for an RFP, doing RFPs. I understand that. Just some of my concerns are, is just, I've worked with you guys, you know, 9-10 years now, and we've put together, I think, a very good system. We know each other. We know what needs to be done. I each year take on a little more. I think the big thing to touch on in you know, is the GADSBY, you know, standards.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly changing.
Yeah.
And that's what ups.
If we could avoid it, I would love to avoid it.
Right, and that's what ups your fees, because the time with all these new GADSBY rules, I mean, I understand it's the council and it's the council's decision, but I'm just, as the clerk treasurer, giving my 2 cents that I have a great working relationship with Abdo Eichemeyers. My only fears are is if we go to RFP and change, what extra work's going to be involved for me, or are we going to be working with someone else that doesn't do as thorough as an audit? You know, will it be as good of a working relationship for them and me? Is it going to create more work for me? Is there a different type system or setup they have? You know, them are just, my concerns, because you guys come in, when we used to have it, used to be a week. Yeah. Now you guys are here pretty much 2.5 days.
Yeah. With a little bit of preliminary in the office to try and.
And then just emails back and forth, and we're pretty well get through it. But, ultimately, it's a council decision, go on RFP for auditors. But just my two cents would be, as they've said, I have a really good relationship working with Abdo, and I think they do a very thorough job of the audit, which I think the city really needs, especially when you only have one person kind of really handling and maintaining your funds. I mean, compared to the audits I had earlier, there's a lot more.
You have some comparisons there, I think if we were to switch, there's some of those other things that we do that other firms don't do is, like when you had the extended leave, we were able to pull resources in from other parts of our firm that really weren't do that, and we're able to fill in that gap when you needed it, as well as other utility rate studies too. We've done that in the past too. So there are some additional services out there that we as a firm provide that I know other firms aren't doing. Some of them, there are a couple other ones that are. One I know for sure that's doing stuff similar, but not to the extent that we do.
You know, in the knowledge level you guys have, from what my experience is quite superior to anyone else, unless they're specifically working in the, the government field. Some of the other biggest things, that doesn't come into pitch here, and you haven't touched base on, there's a lot of questions I ask throughout the year too.
Oh, for sure.
Where you guys step in and help, and that's all.
And it's all the fixed fee. There's no nickel and diming off of those extra. That
I guess you've been doing this for the city for 10 years, and Jeremy's happy with the job that you're doing. His testimony is good enough for me, and I see no reason why you even consider. And I'm not saying that the council is even considering going to another firm, but I think Jeremy's the person that has to decide, his comfort level, and it sounds to me like he's totally comfortable, and if he's comfortable, that's good enough for me.
There was some talk of extending other than the three.
Right, four or five would be good.
Council got any thoughts, recommendations, preferences?
Have at that same price. Could extend another year, sure.
Yeah, we
could that see. Way it's this year's and then 3 years contract going forward.
So you happy with that? 2018 then.
We go through 2018, sure. Yeah. That would work. Do that, I think that would provide you guys some comfort there. And
council's thoughts?
I think it's a good deal.
I'll tell you what, too. We'll end up just sending a new contract then that will have the 2018 on there as well for that same 17.3. It'll have a different date on it to reflect that that's the revised agreement, and you can have it approved on your next council meeting.
And you're totally pleased, Jeremy?
Yeah, I
okay, that's good enough.
I think most people cringe when your auditors come in. I think we have fun with it.
We do have a lot of clients this size, or maybe a little bigger, but we tend to, our niche is the smaller communities, and I think we know how to go in and work well with, we know the challenges, we know the that we're going to face for each one of them, so.
Well, I remember we had to call on you, a couple of months ago, and you and Chris got together and got everything going. We just, that really was kind of a smooth situation.
Good.
It says a lot about your company.
But even too, just that relationship, there's no hesitation last year when you'd, there's difficulty with staff leaving and needed to switch the dates, and it's like, yeah, whatever you got, like, love working out here, whatever makes it most fluid.
Well, we've kind of heard the goods, so I guess at this time we'll probably look for a motion to extend the contracts with Abdo up till including 2018 for the same price.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Second? Motion made and seconded to approve the contract for years 2016, 17, and 18 for the sum of $17,300. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very
much. Sounds good. Yeah, thanks a lot.
We'll be in touch to get things planned.
You want to shoot that to me tomorrow and then
for sure.
Prelim dates for January then?
Yep.
Want to shoot me a day that works? Then we'll set that up too then. And then we can get going. It's right around the corner.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Like, yep. Right around the holiday.
Yeah, just get this out of the way and then we'll take who's in here.
We'll move on. City clerk. Treasury report. Basically one item here, the employee conduct meeting. Scheduled for January 11th, 7 o'clock with the FD.
Yep.
So everybody's on board.
Yep.
Are we going to have a meeting? I mean, is that going to be a regular meeting, or are we going to have one?
That'll be a special meeting.
Okay.
So I'll post that.
And then when's it? There will be a special meeting, or this,
this is?
This, that will be considered a special meeting, because then the council meeting's the 12th.
Okay.
Anything else over here?
That's all I got.
Okay. I'd rather move on. We'll take care of people in the audience. Who's first, second, or what? What have you got on your minds? Larry, you were here first. If you want to sign in and state who you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the rest of the fire department would be here, but...
This one was...
Yeah, but this one, actually, okay, just to explain, we weren't going to have this meeting. Typically, we don't have a second meeting. But at the last meeting, it was announced, because we had a public hearing. If we went to the public hearing, we went to have this meeting.
Right.
And it was put in the paper and posted that we had a public hearing at 6 o'clock and then council meeting to follow.
To follow.
Now, if I would have known there was going to be a lot of public comment, you know, I somehow would have tried to, I don't know, do a better job relaying that, but yet, when nobody comes to the meeting.
We didn't know.
To begin with, you know, it's kind of hard to get, I don't know how else to.
Well, I was surprised you had a meeting. We usually didn't have the last.
Right, we typically don't have a meeting. Right, we probably went ahead of meeting.
Well, I'll state what I got to say anyway. I got an email in a couple weeks ago, and or a week ago probably it was. And in that email, it stated that the mayor made a statement to the fire chief that, to me, is unacceptable. He says, we don't have a fire chief, and the department is letting the patrons down. And I think that's completely unacceptable. If a person has a grudge for someone on the department, just because you get an elected official, I don't think that's the way it should be handled.
Larry, I don't remember ever saying that.
Well, I got an email.
Can you tell me where it comes from so I know?
Came from the fire department.
Okay. And this was stated at a meeting or where?
No. It must have been a private meeting in the clerk's office, the way I understand.
Well, but I don't know if that
but it,
were any words, but that's fine.
But
keep on going.
I think it's totally unacceptable. Somebody's got a grudge against someone, not your elected official, that's not how to handle it. And it's frustrating because Justin is trying to do a good job. He doesn't have the time. He can't run away from his job like our prior chief. He's got a family to support also. That's all I got to say about that. And then I think when you people have your January organizational meeting, this council should make a pledge to the residents of Hamburg that you're going to get along. None of this pointing fingers and bickering back and forth. If all it's doing is costing the city money and giving us a bad name.
I'll agree with you there.
It's not good for the city. And it's costing us money on answerable expenses.
Well, I guess I'm just going to... Are you done or can I talk?
Well, it all depends on...
Well, the cooperation of the city council as a whole is, I'm going to say, quite well. It's kind of... cooperation on maybe one party or whatever that has caused strife expenses. As far as I know, I don't think anybody on the council has anything against each other for what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I just think, because what happened this last year is not acceptable to the residents of the city.
Well, we don't approve it either.
And I will agree with you, Dick, about Mr. Odom's website and stuff, but I don't like it. I think there's a few people that have donated hundreds of hours of time in this community. If they read that website, when it says, I did this, I did that for 50 items, like he's the only person that's ever done anything in this community. There's some people that roll over in their graves. That's all I got to say.
If I can address the first item you had.
Yep.
Granted, we did have some words in the office door.
Okay.
Well, now maybe Jeremy or Tamara can, if they heard the same thing, say it, or...
Be honest, I tuned it out.
Yeah.
Well, I think the chief and the fire department deserve an apology, because all it's doing is causing friction between the fire department and the council.
And if you do know or not, I have already done that to our chief.
Yeah, but I don't think it's got to the rest of the fire department.
But I know I didn't say that about the department members.
Well, all I know is it's unacceptable. That's all I got.
That's fine. Anyone else?
I just mostly the same thing he had, but I want to just reiterate with you and the chief. I mean, I got the same email also, and it's on there. It's and written by the chief, I'm quite sure. So that is the one thing. The other thing, when I was on the council, we had a council member throwing dollar bills out on his website. How we were throwing money away. I wonder if you could answer that, how you're throwing money away now.
In regards to...
With all these attorney fees. What is it? What is the attorney fees up to now? I'm hearing something about $30,000, maybe more.
25, I would guess.
Or maybe more.
Pending.
I just seen on the claims sheet, I think it was $6,000 for 1 month.
Right. That was October, I think.
It's utterly ridiculous. I sat in that chair for 16 years, and I've never, ever heard of something so dumb. Other than people throwing dollar bills in the air.
Mike, unfortunately, you don't have all of the facts.
No, I probably don't, but I have a lot of them.
Just a minute. And the reason you don't have all of the facts is because a lot of this is taking place at closed meetings. And so absent the information that takes place at the closed meetings, I guess you're at an unfair advantage talking about something that you don't have all the facts about.
Well, I just want to say the same thing as Larry. I'm hoping that you guys can figure it out how to learn to get along. You can't always agree, I understand that, but the way you guys throw money away, it's ridiculous.
It all kind of depends on a lot of cooperation.
and you've got to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, and we're not getting it.
I know it's not an easy job sitting up there either, but I think it can be done better. I won't even go to that website no more because I find it to be kind of ridiculous.
Well,
comment page.
Pardon?
Anyone got anything else for me?
No, thank you for...
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Sure, I got some.
Do you want to sign in and state who you are?
Yep. So my name's Chris Petz. I am an officer in the fire department. I live out in the township, so I have nothing to go on with city affairs other than some of the conversation has come up regarding the fire department. I've continually heard Mr. Trevish come with half-truths towards the end of your meetings on recordings about people failing tests. I just want to make a comment that if Mr. Trevish or anyone else on the council has a question, come to us, come to the officers, come to the chief, ask us. Instead of having these bash sessions that you guys have been having at the end of your meetings that are on recorded tape that you're putting on the website.
On the city website.
Yep, on the
Not
city
my
website.
Website.
If you have questions, we can get you the truth instead of having a discussion about half-truths that really just all it does is it get people fired up for no reason. So that's my statement.
We can do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? The microphone is up there.
Thank you. Steve Buckentine. I do live in town and newly elected officer of the department, fire department. First off, I'd actually pretty much agree with Larry's comments. I'm going to not spend a whole lot of time on that. However, I am on a little bit more information than Larry has probably gotten. My own thoughts, I don't see my chief having any reason to lie to all of us. Comments that have been made. I've been listening to council meetings on these taped recordings, and I'm appalled at the comments that I hear. Each and every one of your voices, the only one that I don't hear is Mr. Odom's on those tapes, bashing the fire department. This is the team that I'm going to be starting to help lead starting January 1st. And I sure hope that I have better council support than the last chiefs have had in this last year. We work for you. You talk about us out in the community like you do on an international website. Doesn't look very good on a department. I get comments all over about how good Hamburg Fire Department has it, how good training they do, the equipment we've got, and it's all done because of the leadership we've had in the past. We have to work together. I'm telling you, my blood was kind of boiling after I heard the minutes on the October 13th meeting where there was 10 minutes of fire department bashing. Don't like it. It's enough said on that. On the other issue of the lawyer fees, make it stop.
Love it.
2 years ago, I was told that the side street by my property was going to get redone. We don't have money to redo the streets in town, but we've got thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on legal fees that are just gone. It needs to stop. If you can't work together, quit. Anybody any questions for me?
No. Well taken.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name's Scotty. You all know me.
I've been on the council. I've been sitting where you guys all have been sitting already. Me and Dick served together. Just want to tell you that my feeling is, with this going on with the fire department, let's pull it together. Let's support these guys. I wear this jacket, and I wear it in pride. 24 years, 3 months, I was on this department. Don't regret one day that I was on it. Worked my butt off for it to make it what it is. These guys back here are following up, doing the same damn thing, and they're doing a damn good job. We need them. If my house is on fire, I ain't waiting for Green Isle or Norwood to come over here to put it out because it's going to be too damn late. But I know these guys are going to be here. So let's clean up the act, whatever is going on. Let's get rid of it, put the differences aside, and let's support these guys because they need it.
Oh, agreed.
All right?
One thing that I might mention, at the last council meeting, council member Trebisch was rather rude in the fact that I had not returned my 2014 city council wages that I promised to do when I got elected. I talked to Justin about that a couple of weeks ago, and the 2014 wages that I got for being on the council, and I think it's $988.15, that is going to be given to the fire department.
Thank you.
It's not a matter of thank you, it's just I think that's where it should go, because I think everybody knows that since I've been sitting in this chair, I've ardently supported the fire department, the previous fire chief, and the current fire chief, and all you firefighters that, you know, interrupts your day when your pager goes off. So I think you're doing a hell of a job, and that is my way of, another way of my showing my support for your agency. You do a good job.
I don't think we're all against the fire department. So don't kind of state it that way.
I'm not.
There are questions, there's concerns.
I'm just making it, Dick, I'm just making a point.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can interpret it however you wish.
Well, that we do. Anyone else?
Are we on the fire department now?
Yeah, the meeting actually started early.
Yeah, I thought it started at 7. I can go. Mine will be easy.
Have a chair.
Now, we just brought up last meeting about the officer wages. All that was is in the past, officers always got raises when council did. So it was 2003 was the last time we all got raises. And this last year, you guys got the raise. So that's the only thing that was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason it was brought up. I called around or emailed around. Other departments are, the Plato and Green Isle are $1,200 apiece for the year, and Norwood was $3,600, which they really set the bar for this area. But I guess what we were looking at, or what I was looking at, more kind of just $200 for the other officers. I think the chief is fine at $1,000. The other officers are all $400 apiece. That would be the two assistant chiefs, two captains, and the secretary.
That's, yeah, which goes into effect 2017.
Yeah, 2017. Yeah, it's not, like I said, that's...
We got time.
Right.
Just for
we weren't looking to ram anything down. Yeah, it was just whether it was an oversight, forgotten last time, never thought of. I never gave it a thought, so, I mean, that's, I guess, what we were asking for, so. Unless you guys get questions for me, sounds like I missed a bit of it.
Yeah, I have been the topic of discussion a little bit here tonight, and I guess whatever email went out, I don't know that what I said is what's in there, but whatever. I did apologize to you.
Right, we're good.
I will apologize to the rest of the department. You know, because I have no ill will towards anybody, but we just have some questions at the council at times. And
right.
Sometimes, like I talked to you,
you know, we don't spend, how should I say, we are authorized to spend $1,000 each if it came to that. But we don't. So we just had a question on that one item as to with the dates, and it was kind of jumbly, which you said. So that was the only thing about that. Not that we weren't gonna.
No, I didn't get that. It was, I don't know. Just listening to it. I mean, me and Mayor had talked the other day. I think we're fine with it. I guess I feel we are, but.
Yeah.
I was just getting questioned for reimbursement. These guys give up 4 months of their life every Tuesday, every Thursday, every, I think it's fourth or fifth Saturday. That's all he gets is reimbursement for mileage. I guess it was, it upset me that it was even questioned, is where I was.
Well, that was,
I mean, we're well within budget. I guess at $30,000 over budget on legal fees, we're still under budget. Upset me a bit that we're even questioning it.
Well, like we talked a little bit, if it comes to the claims, maybe we can fine tune that a little bit so it doesn't, you know,
right,
that you're gone and then we kind of look at each other and we don't know.
I mean, after talking to the mayor, I understand where he's coming from, but as far as the mileage difference, I mean, I didn't turn any miles in this year. Neither assistant chiefs did. Captains didn't. Secretary didn't. Last year, when firefighter Hansen went, he never turned a dollar in for mileage. I mean, I understand you guys probably didn't know all that.
That's the good stuff we don't know.
Right, but there's a couple thousand dollars that weren't turned in.
And I think that goes back to my point, is we hear these discussions after the fire agenda. Hear these half-truths come out at that point. These questions are fine to come to us, but come to us when there's a representative here that can answer it. There's no sense making up stuff with filling in the details that you don't have, or stuff that you're just grasping out of the air. Ask us. We'll be glad to break things up.
Well,
and it's just been a routine of the last couple of council meetings to hear these sessions after the fire agenda has been completed about.
Which will,
do you believe that it's going on, or somebody didn't pass this? Well, some of these are half-truths.
Which will be refined. Yeah, we've discussed that. But, you know, we don't hear the good, you know, of the donations or, you know, I mean, it's nice, but we don't know.
Right.
No, and that's an honest question.
You know?
I completely agree with it. But there's a time,
you know,
and place.
It's commendable. You know, so that's good. Appreciate it.
I think bottom line, everyone in this room is probably thinking the same thing. We can't afford another 2015.
No.
I don't think anyone's going to question that in here. So.
Get it behind us and...
Agreed.
You know, you hear about it, we experience it here.
Right.
And it's just not good.
So. You guys got anything for me?
No, other than...
I think part of the change going forward, too, is as we do that condo meeting on the 11th, and you and I continue to work on the handbook and that, we'll be able to get a little bit better correspondence back and forth between the two groups and try to smooth things out a little better and reduce the miscommunication.
Well, I think that handbook thing, too, will be... Just everything changes so often. Be nice to bring everyone together and make more changes that nobody wants.
One, two, maybe Chris, you can touch on this, but as we refine that handbook and we find that fire department members also become considered employees, there is a personnel committee, which maybe we can avoid these meetings or the discussion at council meetings, is that any issues can be brought forth to the personnel committee to be ironed out before they turn into, you know, something of this nature.
Yeah.
Well, and like you guys said, some stuff you don't get with us, it's kind of the same. You don't think about personnel committees. Hopefully we won't need it.
That would be nice, yes. Thank you.
Enjoy your night.
Anybody else?
I'm just going to throw this out there. It's up to council what they want to decide. I know there's been a lot of confusion that normally we meet at 7 o'clock. Do we we want to consider maybe a 10-minute recess, reopen at 7:05 or something, in case to give others a chance if they have any comments to make. Or, I mean, it's up to council. I'm just thinking as a good gesture. Typically we meet at 7, but tonight we met earlier just to give residents a chance, since it is the last meeting of the year, to give them an opportunity to speak. I guess I'm just throwing that out there as a good faith gesture up to council on what they want to do.
I'll move to recess the meeting until 7:05.
All right. Second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the meeting until 7:05. All in favor? Opposed? We'll reopen the city council meeting. I'll look for a motion to reopen the meeting. Second. Motion made and seconded to reopen the meeting. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. We'll move on. I guess is Chief Buckentine?
Yep.
Maybe I'll call on him here. Maybe he can. You can, whatever. You got probably up here so we get it on the grand and glorious here. Some of the things that transpired in the meantime.
Sure.
Some of you came in late, some didn't hear what was the beginning.
For those of you that just came in, the meeting started at 6, not 7, so some of you heard.
Well, the variance one.
Right. So, but anyways, what I just like to say, there, me and the mayor had a bit of a heated discussion a couple weeks ago. Since then, just so you all know, we've had a talk. I think we came to terms with some things. We probably a good thing. I think a lot came out of it. So, okay, we just talk now again. I told them you guys are still on their own on the 30,000, but as far as the fire department goes, I think we're hopefully good. Plus, they just got enough bashing here for a while, so if you're here for that, if we can just maybe let that go. At least as far as the rest of the stuff, you're on your own.
Thank you. Like I say, I apologize to you and to the members who were here and the ones that weren't here. Same goes likewise, so.
Well, say apologies are not needed. Just,
well,
get along, please.
There you go. So anyone else who's got something that they would like to bring to the council, free to do that.
Okay, I missed the whole, I've been listening.
Why don't you have a seat and sign in, please, if you haven't already. I think there's a sign-in sheet going around.
Yeah, I signed in. Okay, do I need to tell you who I am?
Yes.
Jill Buckentine. I live here in town. I've been listening to your council meetings for the last couple months, which, by the way, I highly suggest you listen to how you sound because it's terrible. I have another question. I realize that we're not supposed to know where the $25,000 in legal fees is supposed to go. But where is it coming from? Is the taxpayers paying it?
It's general fund, yes.
It's the general fund, and
that's
what
everybody.
What do we get out of it?
We're not getting anything yet.
We get nothing out of it, but we still have to pay for it?
Mayor, if I could expand a little bit on that. I don't know how many people know the backdrop and the backstory, but we can publicly say and whatnot, but why we have incurred the cost that we've incurred up to this point in time has to do with securing private data that isn't in the city's hands right now, and it's in the hands of one council member. The legal fees that have been spent have been to try to recover that data, but yet at every turn we get another roadblock with the council member to get that data back. And right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Councilman Owens, sentence with the FBI still?
No, it's not. I don't know where it is now, and you're giving out some bad information here, Chris. And I guess until this whole thing is resolved, I think it's probably improper for anyone to comment on it because of all the talks that have taken place during the private meetings. What I can tell you is that I'm going to go out on a limb here. I can tell you that the city, as a retaliatory action against some things that I had done, decided that they wanted to obtain all of the city data off of my computer. And I was willing to do that. However, going through that data and some of the other things that happened that I can't talk about because of the private meetings that took place, which I certainly was not in favor of, but that took place and we have to abide by the rules. Because of what happened and the data that was on there, that was my data that I created, a lot of it, I used to contact a private attorney about what was some of my concerns were. I contacted that private attorney. That private attorney advised me to contact the FBI. I then contacted the U.S. Attorney's Office, explained to him some of the things that were going on, and he said, this is something that the FBI should look into and would be interested in. I said, okay, who do I call? He says, I will find out the name and phone number of who you should contact, and I will call you back.
Oh, okay. My question is, this is basically between you guys, right?
Well, there's more to it than that, Joel. So at any rate, so what I did, after talking to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and he had somebody from the FBI, he gave me the number of who to call, I chose, because of a couple other things that took place that we can't talk about because of the data privacy laws and the closed meetings, I sent that hard drive to the FBI in, like, August. And that is where it has been. Now, the FBI and I were going to get together, but that never happened. And then, but we had an appointment set up, and then this thing with the Jacob Butling thing came out, and Starkey Labs, and then the Paris bombings, and on and on and on. So what I have done, I have contacted the FBI, and I have told them to return that hard drive to the McLeod County Sheriff's Office. And I wrote that letter last week.
That's fine. I still don't understand how, and I'm probably seeing this completely different. I don't understand how this should affect the taxpayers, that the taxpayers should have to dish out this kind of money on legal fees when there's many other things that it could be spent on.
Well, I agree with you, Jill, 100%. And that's why I think it's ludicrous that this is even being spent. And the mayor requested another $9,000 for legal fees for this coming year, which I think is ludicrous. The council has made it very clear that they want me to resign because I don't agree with them on a lot of things. And this is one of them I don't agree on. You should never have had to spend $25,000. And it's not because of me that it's being spent. And this is all going to come out. We'll have to see what you think. But, you know, to say that I'm the one responsible for this $25,000 expenditure is totally ludicrous. Totally ludicrous.
Bottom line, we don't have a say in it. Whatever you guys decide to do up there, we still have to pay for the fact that you guys,
it's city business. It affects city employees, whatever. So, unfortunately, we're all the city.
Okay, it's just keep paying.
Well, we don't want to.
We'll keep doing what we're doing, keep paying.
Just give you a little more to on it. What prompted all of this rolling that we've now gone down since early this year, or February of this year, was that back in November of 2014, there was action on his website calling for the cruelty of the park with the ducks.
The ducks?
The ducks. Some of the people in the audience here tonight were here on that meeting when he came to talk about his, Councilman Odom's response to the lack of response that he thought he was getting from Jeremy in regards to a resolution in terms of how come these ducks are not being taken care of. We all know the backdrop to how they're being taken care of, and there were never any good people. So, in reference to that, I'll show you this. This is a packet. Kelly Bone had the personnel committee
go through and review that letter. In that letter, it basically states that if anybody was to bring a suit against any of us, not just Councilman Odoms, but any of us, based on something that's posted on a website, a Facebook page, a Twitter page, or whatever it might be, the city would not be liable for or indemnify that person for that matter. We have asked Councilman Odoms repeatedly at these meetings what in that letter has caused him to believe that we are trying to shut down his website, we are trying to curb his First Amendment rights, and yet to this point in time, the only response he's given to us, that's how I feel. That's the start of the $30,000 that we spent.
I appreciate that you're letting us know where this started. Now, it makes a little sense because all you hear on the web, when you listen to the website, we can't talk about it. Make sure everybody remember when you leave, nothing is said about this. We're incurring $25,000 in legal fees. Guess what? Taxpayers get to pay, but you don't get to know why.
And Joe,
that's how I felt.
Joe, I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. And that's why these special meetings that nobody can hear the recordings of, nobody can attend, we can't talk about it or whatnot. I think that's wrong. This city has to know what's going on at those private meetings, at those closed meetings.
Mr. Odoms, that's law over the whole country.
And I understand.
Hamburg isn't going to change.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that so to hear, to listen to the council meeting recordings on the city website, you're only getting part of the story. And that's unfortunate. Well, that is a disadvantage for the city. Those are the rules that we have to live by.
But, Mr. Odom, why, at our expense, are you trying to get the federal government to change it just because of the little town of Hamburg?
Because of some of the things that I've seen going on, Larry.
Why don't you, people are calling Benton Township and said, boy, we're glad he's moving over there.
That's a fact. Don't shake your head like that.
Well, that's the story, and that's what's going on. And Joel, thank you for asking.
Scott, have you got something?
I was just wondering, when is the election for council?
Next fall.
Next November.
Yep. Some of you guys may better think about that.
I have one.
Good.
You're running out of polls, you should get more than 50% of the vote.
What's that?
And running out in polls, you should get more than 60% of the vote.
Anything else from the group?
So on top of the $30,000, what else does it cost us for all these special meetings?
Yeah,
wages, is that part of your salary? Or?
No, we get a stipend for the special meetings.
$50 a meeting, that's
been.
I know. So they pay to not get along? Yes.
My wife pays me.
It's not nearly enough, I'm sure. That's just a story.
It's, well, Chris, if you got anything yet, otherwise you've summed it up at the beginning.
That's the letter. And this is the letter I'm also asking Mr. Odoms to put on his website, but he still refuses to do it, so.
Well, why don't you mail it to the citizen?
When did you put that? What did you say?
I've asked you on more than one occasion to put this out on your website.
Why don't you just mail the letter to the taxpayers so we all know what's going on?
I can do that.
Instead of waiting for him, can't you? Isn't there some law that you can
mail? Oh, no, this is public information.
This is public.
Well, then why can't you send it to us? Instead of waiting for him, obviously, if he's not going
to
do it.
I don't recall ever being asked to give it to me tonight, and I'll put it on there tomorrow.
Who's going
to
read that comic page?
Some people don't have access to our website. I
don't think the people would
we don't know that, though.
Mail because not everybody looks on somebody's website.
Yeah.
2 points so ridiculous.
Mr. Lund, Dick made a comment just a little bit ago about talking to the city attorney and whose fight is it, basically. And I was here at a meeting when the city attorney was here explaining to everybody as to what private data is, and what's public data, and what's city council issue, and what's Mr. Odom's issue. is this truly a city matter that we're paying for, or is it an issue that Mr. Odoms was picking on somebody else personally, and it's a personal issue between two people that happen to be on the city council?
No, it is private data. For a while there, Councilman Odoms was helpful in helping us record our meetings, both public and closed meetings, to ensure that there's no closed meetings on his server. That's part of the reason why we had asked for that data back. There has also been information put on his website, that iPad, which is information, what's it?
A vision advisory panel.
Yeah, it's with the League of Minnesota Cities, and what they do is they go out and they look at...
It's actually with the state, website. Chris.
State. They look at the website from a technical aspect to see if there's any data breaches on it. And in one of the letters that we can send out as well, the iPad report, it does state that there have been breaches of private data on this site. As a matter of fact, there's even one still on there as of today. Comments that were made in a private closed meeting that he has out there on. And unfortunately, the only person who can really bring and contest, can contest that would be the person who the closed meeting was about. And it's a personnel matter, so unfortunately, personnel, because our employees have the ability to have their meetings held privately, that's the reason why some of that information doesn't get disseminated out, because we're protecting the employees' integrity and things like that. In case something were to be brought forward that has no allegation or no basis to it, and hopefully everybody would understand that from a private data standpoint. So it is everything to do with the fact that we want to make sure that we have all the private data back in your city control and not in anybody else's control.
Was this getting any past data or future? I'm trying to get past what this money's going for. Or?
Right now, yes, it's past data. But what Councilman Owens was showing, even after we've had all this training, we've had all this conversation, we've spent all this money, he still has private data on his website.
Right. I guess what I'm getting at is pretty soon this is going to cost half of what our budget for the whole department for the whole year was. I mean, we're getting data back, trying to protect data for 2 years of this will be the same as it cost to run the whole fire department for a year.
It's not held directly to the fire department.
It's
the whole budget.
It's two different issues. I'm just trying to put in perspective
the dollars.
Well, and then the flip side of that is, let's say we don't go back and do that private data. We make every attempt to do that private data. And then those who are subject to that private data breach now have a case against the city, and that could be millions and millions of dollars in a lawsuit against us. That, we talk about budgets all the time, but that's a pretty big expense that we would be absorbing as a city, and that we need taxes to have to go on.
And to add to that, the city has an obligation to have that data. If the city doesn't do their due diligence to collect that data, then it opens the city to possible litigation. So I think that's where a lot of the monies have gone, is to get that data to make sure that this $25,000 doesn't become $2.5 million in a lawsuit. So I know it all seems childish, but there are reasons behind what's going on here. And unfortunately, like Odoms has touched, a lot of this is on closed meetings. It is state statutes. So to do otherwise, everybody sitting here and involved in that meeting would be breaking a law. I don't think any of us want to do that. I agree with a lot of the comments. Everybody needs to work together to resolve this. A small town of 520 some people can't continue to absorb these costs.
Just for your proposed budget, how much of a proposed increase is legal fees just to go back for what you spent this year?
We proposed $9,000 for next year.
So what is that percent increase per tax per household on 9,000?
2%, a little over 2%.
But if it doesn't transpire, we don't spend it.
No, I know, but I know people in town were wondering why the taxes went up $300 just for the city and everybody else's went down, so in actuality your taxes went up like $500 just for the city.
Well, that was the proposed.
Well, right. Yeah.
You know, so that has changed too now in the past, in that time. So, but yeah, it's a tough situation.
I guess just one more comment to Mr. Odoms. You've heard what was just said here. We're talking about 25,000, maybe 50,000 in a battle to get city information back that you have in your position.
Steve.
Possession, and just hang on. You have the information, it's city data, and you are causing the city to pay possibly $50,000 to get that information back from you so that they don't have to pay $2.5 million. Whose side are you on? Are you representing the community, or are you representing Dick Odoms?
No, and Steve, there's more to it than that. Let me finish. Because of what's taken place at the closed meetings, we can't talk about. So it's a lot more involved than something like that.
So then why do you want the information on your computer?
No, I don't want it.
Well, then turn it in.
Give it back.
Give it back. That's all you have to do. That's all we asked for.
Didn't you hear me what I said before? I gave that.
We heard the story so long.
I gave that information, I gave the hard drive to the FBI for safekeeping because of the data that was on it.
Why did you have to go to that point? Why couldn't you just give it back long before that?
Because that's what I did.
Kindergartners could get along better.
And that's what I was advised to do. So they've got it. As I said, I wrote a letter last week to the FBI, the person I've been dealing with, and he is going to take and I've asked him to take and return it to the McLeod County Sheriff's Office.
We heard that. Yeah,
conflict of interest.
I got a couple more questions. Number one, he's talking with the FBI. Is the city talking, or is the FBI working with him? Is that our corrupt government as it runs, or?
Well, we can't really find out anything because he won't give us any contact, who to talk to.
Well, he can lie through his teeth like he does to the FBI, and you're going to gain nothing.
That's where we're at. We are not gaining nothing. But the data is what, like Jeremy and Chris said, is to protect the city employees. You know, this can escalate like lawsuits against if that data is out there. All we want is the data back to the city so the city has got it for safekeeping.
And I've relinquished that information, and the FBI has relinquished it, to the best of my knowledge.
We don't have it. We don't know where it is.
I don't know where it is either, Dick. I told you that.
You've got to know where it is. I can make a call and find out.
But someplace between here and the McLeod County Sheriff's Office.
Anybody can make a copy of a copy.
I can call tomorrow. I didn't know this tonight yet, that where it's even transpiring. I knew where it was at one time. But now, wherever it's flying, I can make a call tomorrow and find out. It won't do me any good, but we'll know.
It'll be privacy data.
Probably.
Kelly has not had any contact with the FBI in regards to any...
Who's Kelly?
Our city attorney.
Kelly Dunn hasn't had any contact with the FBI in regards to anything that happens to be on that district.
The only thing I have to say then yet is there's five of you sitting up here that were elected by the city of Hamburg, taxpayers. Let's work for the city of Hamburg and not for yourselves.
Michael, what do you just mean by that?
Well, the way you two were bickering back and forth about something that was right after we got done saying work together.
We never get the information. We just don't get it. I mean, we can't pass love letters and say, are you going to have the information here tomorrow? No. We're at a roadblock. And we don't get nowhere. So that's where a little bit of bickering goes in.
You're not at a roadblock. I just told you, and for the third time, I'll tell you again, the FBI has been told to send that hard drive to the McLeod County Sheriff's Office. Now, you accuse me of not even sending it to the FBI.
Do you know that?
Pardon?
you should be, as much as you've done, you shouldn't have this tracked where it is. How can you, being the one behind it, just sit back and say, gosh, I don't know where it is? I would think I'd have more, how should I say, inquiry for my own self-being to know where it is, where it's down the road.
If I call the FBI, or if I send a letter to the FBI and say, please send the hard drive that I sent you with my data on it to the McLeod County Sheriff's Office, I can guarantee you 100% that they're going to do it.
Well, let's see once where it is then.
Before any more hairs raised here.
Larry?
Mr. Odoms, I think you should take the consent of the public and back off. All you're doing is costing us taxpayers money.
Absolutely.
You see, Larry, the problem is that he takes no responsibility for this. He says that it's not his fault.
I don't want to hear anymore.
And
we've
heard it for so long.
A lot of you don't know what's going on. That's good you're here.
Yeah.
You know, so we're trying.
Mayor, Mr. Owens, how can you sit there and say you give up, what was it, $900 and some of your salary to the fire department? Did you think all of us were going to walk up there, pat you on the back?
No,
and I didn't. Clap for you, thank you, and then you sit there and wind up with every one of us taxpayers are out here are absorbing a $30,000. What side of the mouth do you talk out of, for God's sakes?
Again, sir, you don't understand everything.
I understand completely. It's costing me as a taxpayer a hell of a lot of money on my taxes, and I work my butt off all day long to pay for something so goddamn stupid. That's the bottom line.
We'll keep order, but I understand your point. Anyone else? We've kind of trashed this around. We've trashed this a lot. Hopefully you got some answers. We can't give a lot of what we can say, unfortunately.
I think the point that people here are making is we're tired of being charged for attorney fees, and we would like to get it resolved so the city, people that live here, are not charged more for something that's unnecessary. Doesn't have to be.
Well taken. You know what? We all pay the taxes, too. I don't like my money going to it either.
Right. We have a nice town. There's a lot of nice facilities.
Exactly.
The money would be a lot better spent on some of those other facilities.
Right.
That people would be happy instead of attorney fees that shouldn't be.
That's money in the air gone.
That's correct.
Our bills flying in the air.
No value to it. Well,
so I think the people here, it's showing we would like to see a resolution done, and I think it could be done if all parties would agree.
It sounds simple. Just from sitting back here listening tonight, it sounds like something that could easily be done tomorrow. So if that's the case, there's really no reason it shouldn't be. Talk about taxpayers being here. It's sad to say it took this issue with probably hasn't been this many people all year combined as there is in this meeting tonight.
You're right.
And just for everyone who is here, I do want to say, as far as council goes, this is the best behaved. meeting I've been at all year for you guys, so commend you for that. As far as the bickering, this has by far been the best. So just so one year to know, hopefully we have made a turn.
Oh, unfortunately, the meeting isn't over yet.
Just one more comment. Jeremy had mentioned that the city has to do due diligence to resolve this issue. What price tag does that come with?
Yeah.
Good question. No.
We don't know.
I mean, is $30,000 enough to be spent for due diligence? Or when do you quit? Obviously, Mr. Odoms isn't going to quit because he's still got the CIA and Home Security to send it to.
Well, hopefully we receive the data.
President Obama
that results.
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to. The only expense that the city has left to really incur is just getting the data back. Anything that goes beyond that is out of the city's hands. It won't be part of the city's expenses.
So there really shouldn't be much more for legal fees.
No.
And Mr. Odom said he was going to bring the data back, correct? Didn't I hear that right? Or Which side of the mouth were you talking about that time?
Just a
phone call away.
That's all.
Yeah, that's.
I told you it should be in the McLeod County Sheriff's Office.
Could I ask that the city check with McLeod County
tomorrow?
No.
No problem.
Dick, you said earlier about making a phone call.
Yep.
Make it.
I'm gonna.
Perfect.
There's no doubt in my mind.
If you could please.
That I will.
That's all I ask.
I will do that.
Perfect.
And one thing, I'm just gonna. I'm always singled out that I raised at 9,000. There's other ones on here that evidently agreed and made the motion and seconded it. You know what I mean? So it's not all my doings as publicized. I probably set the figure out there because it's unknown what we're going to need, but I'd rather have something sitting there than not. We don't have to use it if things go as they should.
You know, sitting at last meeting, you guys dropped it down to 6.3. I sat in on it. I still hired what I like, but you know what? It's better than paying 10, 12%. 15? I mean...
I don't know if you were here yet. You know, like when we went over the average of the last 4 years, it was probably less than 2%. Raise over the last 4 years.
It was 3% over every year.
So it's not like that we're frivolously throwing. That's not our intent. But it looks that way.
Well, that 6.3%, that pretty much might cover the attorney fees.
Well, that 2% of that is that 9,000 that's added. So, I mean, that's good news came tonight. You what should I say, it's hard. We can't communicate other than if you listen, you know, on the tapes, and some of the other tapes you can't hear because it's verboten, you know. But we're not having fun here either. You know, this, like Justin said, you know, it's going better. But... And we hope to do that, but it just, it's getting old.
The only thing I can ask all the citizens that are here, thanks for coming, first of all. And hopefully, if it don't get resolved, let's come back and each one of you bring another friend.
We got a lot of chairs.
So we can maybe move it to the other hall.
You know, but I mean, that's good. Because it's got to get...
I mean, if there's a council member still ridiculous, then...
Well, you've been at this position, you know...
That's why I keep shaking my head.
But I mean, we do work together for the most of us. I'll leave it at that. Anyone else? Now's the time if you got something on your mind.
When is your next council meeting and what time does that start?
January 12th, 7 o'clock.
Yes. If there's anything else, I'll say thank you to everybody who came. Have a Merry Christmas. The New Year, a Happy New Year is the key there. Pardon?
I'm glad they all piled in after I was.
Yeah, otherwise you would have been watching. Yeah, you would have been. Okay, we'll move on. Baseball club?
Rich.
Rich Shook, president and manager of the baseball club. Mel Springler with me. I think our main reason for being here tonight was done in consent. It's the 52 club application, that fundraiser we have every year. And we normally like to just show up at least once a year and show our face to the people. The good news is the Hamburg Baseball Club was represented at the state tournament last year, so I don't know if you knew that or not, but we did make the state tournament after, I think, 9 years away. So that was fun. The other positive thing I would like to talk about is that drainage project that was done in the fall of 14. We had a couple rains last year, maybe not a lot of real monsoon-type rains, but we had rains where we normally would have water standing on the field, and we did not. It really worked well. So I wish Scotty was still here, because he was a big part of that. But it really did work out well, and that was a very, very worthwhile project that's going to last a long, long time down there. So beyond that,
I think we appreciate, myself and other workers and council here, work you guys do to keep that one of the state's best ballparks.
And the other thing, I know you guys had fixed that one intake there right behind the third base dugout, and appreciate the city doing that. That was getting to be a little bit of a danger zone there. It was starting to fall away, and I appreciate that getting done. It looks really nice the way it was done, too. So beyond that, we have our normal summer baseball tournament again with Green Isle this summer. The 52 Club, as you probably saw in your packet, is going to be held on Sunday, June 5th. And then preparations are still ongoing for the state tournament in 2017.
And then do you guys know, do you know yet if there'll be any new requirements or anything you guys may need to do for the state tournament, or you think you guys
not
are pretty
as
well
right
set?
Now.
You know, there's some things we have on a list that we would like to do, just a lot of cosmetic things down there, just, you know.
Purdy it up.
Yeah, putting the brush to the.
Yeah, there's some things down there that, you know, quite frankly, when things were built, you know, they were built to last, but some of that stuff is 1995, it's 20 years old, so it needs a paintbrush, it needs some things, but those are things that we'll tackle, and kind of like eating an elephant one bite at a time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I mean, it's A1 ballpark, and you're doing well.
We like to keep it that way, and we do have some people, myself and Mel included, that aren't from this community, but we've been involved in the club for 30 to 40 years and want to make sure the next generation has a place to play baseball too. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to bring this up, is I noticed it this year, and having a little success towards the end of the year meant we practiced later into the season. And it's so great to see 6, 7, 8 town kids up there. Every night the lights are on, they're there. We got a group of kids in town here that are baseball crazy. And that's a good thing. You know, it's good to see kids riding bike in town with a baseball glove on the handlebars again, like it used to be 40 years ago. You know, that kind of went away for a while.
That's been a long time.
And we got a group that if they're not up there playing when we're up there, they're somewhere else in town playing baseball. That's what they do, and it's good to see.
And you're going to do something with your lighting switches or something? Is that
kind of? It's not a requirement. We found out it's not not a safety issue at all. We found that out through the electricians, and now it becomes a pretty expensive project just to move the switch for the sake of having it convenient.
That was even earlier in the year when you went through this, wasn't it? When you evaluated it last year?
It was over a year ago. Yeah.
So, but when the price tag came in on that,
there's just better places to spend that money right now. We can walk to the corner and turn them on and off.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
And, I mean, so far there hasn't been an issue with individuals going down and turning it on just for the sake of turning it on, or.
And at the very least, we could build something and lock it up.
Right.
Yeah. So. Unless word gets out and then somebody will experiment.
Mm-hmm. So, but as of right now, there's
our biggest
no
concern
issues.
Early was is that was a disconnect for us, you know, that, and it's not, so.
Yep.
All right. Anything else, Councilor? Thanks.
One comment I want to make, and I think it's, you know, since we have a few people here tonight, what's nice is, if any of you go to a Twins game, is it the Town Club?
Town Ball Tavern.
Town Ball Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
A very cool thing. I didn't, I always bragged about it, seeing there were two pitchers in there. And I went, a few of us went to the ball game last year, showed a few new people. There's three pitchers.
Yeah.
Three pitchers of Hamburg's ballpark in that Town Club.
At Target Field.
And that's impressive.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, you take a little pride and it's a community park. That's the thing. It's the Hamburg baseball field. You know, that's what it is. And,
you know, there's been a couple generations before us that have had the same commitment, and we're just trying to carry it on and make sure that maybe some young person in town here wants to grab it from us someday, and when we're too old to do it.
That would be a good thing.
Well, we appreciate your support, and, you know, I think we've got a good thing going between the club and the council here, where even if it's a project that we want to do and pay for, it's still a city-owned park, so we always communicate and try and go through the proper channels to get things done. So,
well, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Have a good Christmas.
Yes, you too.
All right. We'll go on to the added November claims.
Yeah, actually, I want to take a step back, Mayor and Council, and just one thing I want to point out on October. There are a few changes to the claims list that I'd like to have approved. And for October, it's check number 17635 and the amount of $631.90. At last meeting, the mileage was omitted in the claims list for Mr. Glander. So that correction has been made. And then also there was a transfer of a deposit in my absence that was made into the general checking account, which actually should have went into the Joint Powers Cablecom Board. So I did make that transfer, and I just wanted to make that clear that that is on the claims and approved by council. So what I'm looking for October claims is the addition from what's been approved already would be for checks number 17635, the transfer made to the JPBCC account totaling $686.28.
I move to approve check number 17635 and the transfer into the from the general fund to the JPBCC fund, the total amount of $686.28 for October claims.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the check number change 17635 and the transfer for a total of $686.28. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to November.
Okay. So November, just one added item, and that is the ACH automatic payment to PARA for October. On the claims list, it was $308.78, and it should have been $318.78. So basically, it is
$10 more.
$10 difference.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the ACH payment with the change. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to December added claims.
All right, so anything dated 12/22, and I'm hoping council will approve of this. Instead of, we've always had added in the far right column next to the amount column. One of the things me and Tamara discussed kind of keeps some a little bit better way of deciphering when claims were approved is that I put the date there. So I think that just makes it more clear cut. It'll help the council, it'll help auditors, it'll help us staff. So as you can see, the one thing we have there is, so anything then with the date of 12/22, which would be tonight's meeting, would be additional claims from what was approved 12/8. So there's two edge payments there. Also would be to approve check number 17709, which we had put in hold last meeting, and then check numbers 17713 to 17742. No, that is not. I was just going to tally that quick.
I'll move to approve two ash payments, check numbers 17692 to 17693, check number 17709, and check numbers 17713 to 17742 for a total of.
Drum roll, please.
I tried to get
it slow. I know you did. $40,791.51.
What's that again?
$40,791.51.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the two ATCH payments and the check numbers as listed for a total of $40,791.51. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Okay, we'll move on to the council reports. Mr. Odoms.
Jeremy, I was going through my notebook for 2014, and the last minutes that I have are from July of this year.
Should be through August. Tamara is just finishing them up. No.
Because I don't have the August ones either, I looked. But
I can send them to you.
It'll be good. Also, there are two meetings that were that are missing in recordings on in September. Were those, I assume those are recorded, right?
Oh, I have to look for them because I was during my absence, but yeah, I will research them.
And then there's one recording on the city's website. I think it's the last meeting in November. It stops after 29 or 27 minutes.
There's a second part to it.
Is there?
Yeah. I think it was November 24th.
Okay. Well, no.
There's a second part to it. Unfortunately, I'm a little technically challenged in how to edit and splice and cut and paste the meeting together when it's split apart. So it's in two parts.
And then lastly, that gentleman with had the excessive water usage last month or last meeting that was here. Did Greg go and check his meter? Is it reading?
He did not. Oh. But I did talk to him today, and he was going to reread it today.
Okay.
So we did discuss that today.
All right.
Mr.
Polkovac.
Thank you. I was going to say Polkovac, but I knew that wasn't right.
That's all
thank
I
you.
Got.
Mr. Bob.
I got nothing.
I was just going to let you guys know that I've been working on the notes for our meetings from the September 1st through current. I'm still working on September 1st. I'm almost done with November 24th, and I still have to do December 8th.
Otherwise, all the other ones are done.
You're getting caught up.
I'm getting there.
All right. Mr. Lund.
The only thing I have is you have the letter that was sent on February 11th, and you have the request to iPad, and you have the iPad report. If you want to include anything else with that in regards to sending it out to the residents.
I'm trying to think. I want to be careful and cautious, you know, on what we send out, but I guess anything that's public that would give the, you know, I can look at that tomorrow and see if there's anything else that would be of public record that would make sense. I mean, I don't want to send, I guess I want to be cautious and not send something out where it creates one side versus the other or confusion or, you know, whereas the main things we talked about, I think that will kind of cover the basis. I think really the iPad letter to me covers, you know, everything. Basically, like you said, that initial letter was kind of meant to be a disclaimer that has become something bigger. And then, yeah, the iPad letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you just wanted to, you know, say, you know, dear Hamburg residents, here's the information that we talked about at our last meeting that we're going to send out.
Yeah, I can't think of anything right now.
I would think just those three letters.
I think that'd be sufficient.
If residents get it, if you have any questions, you know, go to the Jeremy or come to the next meeting or find any one of us on the street, and we'll definitely be willing to answer the questions you have.
Anything else, Chris?
No, that's all.
Steve?
Jeremy, you contacted on the shingling on the shelter.
He won't be doing that till next year. Yeah, he will, and Boss Construction said he'll come out and look at it also. Because me and you, Matt, and we also, well, I have to remember, we have some issues in the front too. I think what me and Steve talked about is when they do come out, we need to, I think they should do a walk around the whole building.
Anything else? Okay. I have really nothing tonight.
I have one more thing, Mayor.
Go ahead.
In November, we talked about letters going out to Sheila and to Barb and to
Stan. Yep, it's on the to-do list.
Today, okay.
Correct, Tammy?
Yeah.
The thank you letters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We haven't forgot about that. Yep. I definitely wouldn't want to forget them.
Anything else?
What transpired with County Road 50 in that C road?
Oh,
that was last time we had that. All it did was the one pass. I don't know if you guys noticed it, but I did, because I had to leave at like 5 in the morning, and all they did was the belly slot and hell of that.
Mm-hmm. We're still waiting. Yeah. We're still waiting. Jeremy addressed it earlier. We're still waiting for them to get back to us.
Still working on an agreement, but we had a tentative email that stated they would plow curb to curb.
Right. And then I know you guys talked about it.
Yes.
I just didn't know how far it went with it, being it's that time of the year.
I think it's kind of gone back to the drawing board a little bit, that agreement, because other cities had other questions. So it's kind of, they're trying to get all the questions in and create one agreement for all cities, not that Hamburg is this, Cologne's this, Chaska's that.
Right.
So
when
I want uniform agreement.
Talk about the signage, and we have to pay for it. They might get the taxes.
No, I won't allow that, honestly. I won't. It's there's no common sense to that.
Well, right. And that's why
they'll allow us to put in meters, but they get the proceeds from the meters.
Right.
I mean,
and that's
who's
why
gonna
I was
do that?
You know, like I said, the last all it was they dropped the belly pan, and that was it. So I just that registered.
So now it's back to the county. We're waiting for them to get back to us.
So in other words, it's still going to be one pass. We still have to clean it.
It's supposed to be curb to curb, right?
Curb to curb. Yeah.
So in other words, the next snowfall,
which is like tomorrow.
Right.
That's what I'm
But I think they might have something in there where 2 inches policy, which a lot of cities have.
A minimum.
Yeah. So I guess, unfortunately, it's one of them years. We haven't had the 2 inches yet, so we're going to have to wait and see until we get that 2, 3, 4 inches and see how they address that. But yet, with not signing that agreement, that could still fall on us.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Miller's just still going to be cleaning up the rest of it.
Oh, yes. We'll make sure the streets
The County Road 50 site,
Yeah. Everybody's kind of in limbo yet.
Okay, perfect.
Anything else? Otherwise, thank you. I guess I look for a motion.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.